Issue number one, The Secret Origins of Young Man. Country house, old, gray, almost a shanty. Short and rotund, mother works in a small herb garden. Her skin is dark, her hair in a ponytail, her hands dirty. It is Mother's Day, and young man is not at home when the blood vessel in his mother's head falls in on itself. Boxers call it punch drunk. The body unaware that the mind has already fallen, so it moves of its own accord, unsteady. A split-hulled ship, dollied on the fingers of a flagging wind. Mother comes in from the garden, manages to reach the marriage bed that gave her three children. None are home. The failing gait of her body tries to speak to her husband. He, a character between villain and hero, hears only the television. In the arms of canned laughter, mother falls asleep, smiling, not knowing that she is smiling. Through the night, her dreams are wet black clouds. A red tide rises up in her skull's walls. The next day, young man returns from his trip, his arms hugging comic books, books that took him 3 days away and eventually gave him a lifetime of memory. Comic books that will fill the gaps in his collection. The house is a ringing chasm he will not see as he adds his new gains to his shelves. Row after row of hero under Mylar. Silver Age X-Men, Golden Age Flash, Bronze Age this and that, high quality issues of Captain America. Joe Simon autographed the one far, far in the back of the collection. It is the one young man loves most, the one that cost him so much. The seller said that it was only a matter of time before Simon was dead, and death always increases the value of common things. Meanwhile, mother lies in a hospital bed, almost an hour's drive away, her tongue forgetting how to speak, her body's left side seceding, giving up its ability to hold her son, even if he would still let her. And her husband clings to a payphone, dialing home again and again, as young man sprawls across his bed, lost in one comic book after another. He does not hear the empty house. He does not see the half-made sandwich drawing flies on the counter, the waste basket of vomit in the mother's room, next to her bed, the telephone receiver overturned on the living room floor. The final comic from his latest acquisition is the story of Captain America regaining his sight after a battle with the Red Skull. It is old, but it will outlast the mother. Young man does not register that yesterday was Mother's Day, nor does he smell the scent of decay as his comic books, unmoving, unsmiling in their tended beds, begin their path of yellowing, going brittle, decaying silently, completely unaware of him.